my friends. Jacob's here one more time. I'm so happy that you pressed the play button, that you came by to talk about all of the interesting things that are connected from Kate Middleton and the whole controversy that's going on there, which we've been covering for a while. How is it connected to what just happened in Russia? These are scary, horrible times. Did you know that there are demon faces now popping up? People are seeing demons, and it's like a new disease. All of these things and more will be discussed on today's show, so I hope you buckled up, people. I was told by Dex and Marfugel that I need to do like openings like that, just so, you know, everybody in the beginning catches on and gets ready. I have more to share, for sure. Have you been following the Kate Middleton thing today? The Dan Dan leaves the house. She's going to work. She's wearing, like, that sweater. That sweater right there, it looks almost identical, because we've been talking about it a lot. The big news that's been going on with her is, you know, they're saying, hey, that's a sweater from 7 years ago. You're the Princess of Wales. What are you doing alone? Saying, oh, my man's been with me all along, and he's not on the bench with you when you give your most important announcement. With a background that's not moving and flies flying around in your face. Strange. But a lot of people are like, hey, it's a 7-year-old sweater from this video right here where they're talking about mental health. I laugh because people's mental health are in question today, especially with all of this goofiness. It's almost like it's being done on purpose. Maybe it is, but that's okay. I'm going to help you through the weeds of it. That's not a 7-year-old sweater. That's actually a sweater that looks very much like the sweater she wore back then, but it's in her Kate line. That's right, the royal princess herself who's been missing in action. It's weird because I wanted to dress her as Waldo. Where's Waldo? I put this out on X in my last couple of videos. I wanted to. I kept asking the AI, hey, make Kate Middleton look like she's, where's Waldo? Because everybody's like, well, where is she? Where is she? And then, of course, her video comes out and she's looking like, where's Waldo? She's looking like, where's Waldo? But besides that, because we don't want to make light of any of this stuff, there's a lot of timing to all of this that's definitely in question. Before I get into that, let's just talk about the sweater. It's an Erdem sweater. It's from her Kate line is called the Erdem Lotus sweater. And you can get it for like $1,000. You know, if you want to wear a sweater that looks like it's 7 years old, to vintage, it's like, you know, $900. But do you know what Erdem means? It means knowledge. And you know what a lotus flower is? The lotus flower, it bloomed when Siddhartha, the Buddha, was born. When Queen Maya gave birth, he comes out of the womb, and next thing you know, he's walking. That's right, the Siddhartha, he didn't crawl or anything else. He didn't cry. No, he walked. It's an interesting symbolic story. Every step he took was a lotus. It's a picture of, you know, Christ being birthed in the world, and, you know, if you're not into the whole Christian thing. But that's sort of the same story. The lotus is symbolic of rebirth. Erdem means knowledge. It's weird because I see lotus and I think of, you know, Catherine, and I immediately go to that freaky video that was just put back online. I pet goat. You know that one? Well, there's the scene where it looks like Alice in Wonderland is like sitting before, and she gets this apple and she lets the apple go, which has the seed. It snaps in half, and then the seed grows into a lotus flower. It's like a rebirth, a new life, if you will, symbolically speaking. So I found it interesting. Do you know that a lotus flower and a crocus flower, they're both very symbolic? They're both the same thing. That's the story of rebirth. The crocus is known for like spring. It's known for rebirth. And of course, that's the stuff that happens there. In Russia, this horrible event, which a day prior, I said, you know, I talked about the story of Esther. And I said that the next part of the story we'll see was Haman being handed his own ear to eat. But Esther, this story has been very significant to me. Do you remember a couple of years back where Jared Kushner and Ivanka, they brought the press, Haman's Hamantaschen. It was a Purim holiday treat, which is, it's a cookie, but it looks like an ear. It's called Hammond's Ears. And I told everybody that when they were bringing this out for Purim, all the reporters were eating it, but they didn't realize. They were saying, you're my enemy, and you're eating Hammond's Ears. That's what I feel like is coming up. Because there was rumors going around. There's rumors going around. I don't know if you heard them. Because it's actually on social media. You can see plenty of these videos, these horrific videos of these terrible people that did this terrible thing. And the whole nation is mourning. In Russia, people were lining up for blocks to give blood, to donate. And these people, they're saying that they were paid, these terrible monsters, what they did. But the video that went around a day after I did my last show, where I talked about Esther, because Purim, we just had Purim, yeah, right? And we have the story that Esther presents herself to the king. My last show, I talked to you all about this in the live show. And what I said was, I said, I feel like the next part of the story is when Haman, the enemy, is forced to eat his own ear. It's like the enemy's given his own ear to eat. And I said, that's what's coming next. You find it odd at all? That there was all over X. There was like rumors circulating. And I'm talking not like little rumors, big ones, about how the Russians, you know, that they either, you know, lopped off this guy's ear and forced them to eat it, which is Hammond's ear. You know, that's a little weird. I say that's happening next. And then it actually happens. Take a look. But Esther, this story has been very significant to me. Do you remember a couple of years back where Jared Kushner and Ivanka, they brought the press Hammond's Hamantaschen? It was a Purim holiday treat, which is, it's a cookie, but it looks like an ear. It's called Hammond's Ears. And I told everybody that when they were bringing this out for Purim, all the reporters were eating it, but they didn't realize. They were saying, you're my enemy, and you're eating Hammond's Ears. That's what I feel like is coming up. You know, Esther is actually the 17th book in the Bible. 17, right? There's that number, that rebirth number again. So we got the lotus flower, we got the crocus flower, we got the number 17 in the story, and we got Haman eating his ears. And now it's all over the news of the treatment that they're getting. This is what I said was coming. I said, get ready for this type of, it's no longer going to be the way it was. It's no longer going to be the way it was, people. That's why you need to be good. You need to do the right thing. You need to, you know, seek righteousness, peace, and joy, the kingdom of God. You seek that, you're going to find everything else. But you do bad things are going to come. Speaking of bad things, you know, this thing that's happening with Kate, it's terrible. You know, we don't want to minimize it. My brother-in-law right now, God bless him. What a wonderful man, beautiful family. Dan loves him so much. He loves the channel. He's a fellow Israelite who watches, and he reaches out to me. You know, he's gone through some, he has that terrible thing right now. He's been going through it. He's had surgery and then it comes back. I mean, this is nothing to joke about, but it's a terrible thing that we're hearing about Catherine. But you know what's interesting, and I pointed this out on my last show, and I'm starting to see it make the rounds now, is that the monolith that appeared, that we talk about a lot on the show, I've done a couple of videos, the monolith that appeared, it appeared in Wales. It appeared right before, you know, her speech that took place in Wales, which, by the way, everybody's saying when she was talking from that bench, they were saying, first of all, that's like the Queen's Rose Garden and the background's different. They're saying this. There's videos that are saying her eyes popping out of her head when she's talking. People are saying, you know, her ring, it disappears when they're, you know, all of these things. And then you got everybody saying that it's a 7-year-old sweater when it's not. But, you know, it's like, I feel like all of these are distractions from the fact that all it is that they did was totally sus. Totally sus. Who's going to believe that after you have a digitally altered picture that everybody's saying AI? You know, a lot of people, even Truth Seeker, he ran it through like an AI image search. And once again, it says it's very likely that the video was AI. I don't know if it was AI. I don't care. in the grand scheme of things. I want the truth to come out. It's hard to find out what the truth is, but I find the symbolism incredibly, incredibly sus. The monolith appeared back in, right before December 14th, that eclipse, right where the wackadoo comes out, right? And I say Jacob's chime of trouble is going to start. We're going to enter this period of time where, we're going to see these bad things. There's a change that took place. I explained how the monolith was symbolic of Space Odyssey when the monolith showed up from the aliens, that there was a genetic leap, a leap forward in the genome, which took them from cavemen to, I guess, whatever, us. And in the film, it continues to go that way till the very end. They become like these star seed childs in the movie Space Odyssey, which is weird because Esther literally means, I think, star seed. Strange, 17, right? But while everybody's hung up in this cake controversy, I'm thinking, we just talked about Jonah, the eclipse that hits Nineveh and every place. And I compared, the princess of Wales to the great fish, which everybody thinks is a whale from Jonah. And that I said, it's the Jonah story literally playing out. And Jonah's story is connected to the casting of lots. Esther's story is connected to the casting of lots. I say, Haman's ear is next. And a guy is feeding the enemy's ear to the enemy, and the enemy's eating it. It's weird, but it's awesome. It's awesome because the things that we say here, all of a sudden, they just kind of happen. So maybe when I'm encouraging you and I'm telling you, just be good. Don't worry. Don't get scared. Don't listen to the nonsense because all of these weird things are happening. The monolith appears. The wackadoo happens right before an eclipse. Now, we got the monolith appearing again in Wales. Then we got Princess Catherine coming out and saying she's got this. She goes, oh, I'm okay, though. I'm okay, though. She goes, she's okay. She's okay. Right? But most likely she has the stomach cancer. You got doctors that were on CNN saying that that's not the way it works. You don't get the stomach surgery and then, you later go back. It's like you would know right when you get pathology back whether or not you got it. The doctor on CNN kind of made it seem like this whole thing was a little bit sus, but I find it sus that there's a monolith back in the day and then a wackadoo that solves a problem, and now we got another monolith and then in Wales, and then we got the Princess of Wales saying here's the big problem, and we got everybody reporting on how, we got this terrible cancer news. Just, it's like everybody's getting cancer now, and it's showing up in young people, and it's getting everybody so hyped up and wound up. Everybody thinks they're going to get the cancer now. So guess what? Don't worry. They got this new wackadoo that's connected to all of the stuff that we just went through. Monolith appears. Problem comes. Here's the solution. It's weird. It's weird. Needless to say, I'm not a doctor, so I'm not gonna talk about any of this stuff. But I'm gonna go to God before I do any of this stuff that they say. I don't think that they're gonna be like saying you have to do this or else. But I think that maybe there's gonna be a big problem, and then they're gonna be like, "Hey, here's the solution." Because right now we're losing a lot of money. I had a dream about Mr. Borla, Albert Borla. You know the guy who's a frog, who like when he talks, people call him like a reptilian. I don't know if they're reptilians or not. It doesn't matter to me. It's just freaky that his throat, he looks like a villain. So he probably is a villain. I think he's a villain, in my opinion. I could be wrong, just because I've seen the effects of all this stuff. My doctor who warned me not to get the wackadoo, he had to continue to practice in New York, and he's dead. He had a heart attack, his poor guy, kind of kudos. I love the guy so much. He was such a great man. He loved my channel. He was like, we talked about this thing. He's like, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. But he had to do it, and now he's gone, and he has young children. I'm not saying the two are related, but that's just weird, right? There's something going on. So now we got the monolith, we got the whales, and we got the solution. Is that going to happen next? I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing. It seems like people are seeing demons, so it's not too far-fetched. Somebody at-Jacobed me on this story, and I looked it up, and I was like, hey, it's Grimace! It's the thing that I said was coming! I did the shows on this where I said this is going to be next. The beast. The malicious beast, that's what Grimace is known as. I didn't know. I thought he was just a fun loving purple thing of goo. People are going to be walking around. They're going to be seeing. It's going to be like the movie Smile. Remember when the girl from the courthouse, Kanye's publicist, who was like in Trump's camp, was did her whole her mugshot, and she was like looking like the girl from Smile. Remember Smile, the basis of the movie, where people are just walking around, and all of a sudden they see demon-looking people smiling at them, all freaky. And I said, "That's coming next." I said that. I said, "Grimace is coming next." I said it. I said it. And the Grimace shakeup is here. Wait till you see. All right, so of course, you can't help but see that Grimace smirk on his face. The Fiend. You know what a fiend is? If a devil possesses someone, a dead body, a human corpse. If a devil possesses a zombie. If people are zombies.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just going to listen to this machine.
And they're just zoned out, totally lost, completely mind-controlled, which you're going to find has something to do with this show. Once again, this is just a movie. I don't know if this is really happening or not. It's just a weird, like, if life was a movie. I got to give you the disclaimer, because I don't want anybody to be all freaking out, but there are a lot of zombies walking around today. And if a zombie is possessed by the devil, a devil, a demon, an antichrist, it becomes a fiend. A fiend who is known for his huge grimace. Now, what's weird, I don't know if you've been watching, but you know, on Twitter you get these advertisements, and one of them that I've been seeing lately is this one to the right and the bottom left. I don't know, has anybody, tell me in the live chat if you've seen this strange mask that's going around. It's like, I mean, it's got millions and millions of views. Millions and millions of views. Very strange, because once again, it's a grimace. It's just weird. This forced smile. This evil smile. This grimace that I said was coming. Now, all of a sudden, you got this mysterious disease that people are, it's like a brain issue. Let me read this to you. It was in The Lancet. You walk around and everybody's faces are morphed. And how are they morphed? Oh, well, they get scary grimaces on their face. Pointy ears, elongated faces. They put up this ridiculous looking, well, the news stations are showing this. Yeah, this picture. This is realistic. This is what they're seeing, supposedly. I don't know if it's like a sketch, like the police sketch go in there. Tell us what you're seeing. Oh, he's got a grimace. You know, like Biden's grimace. But I said the grimace was coming. I said it. Remember the grimace shakeup? I said the shakeup was coming. I actually even titled, like, one of my videos. I said, you know, the grimace that were coming for your houses, like migrants. And it was like, and that's everything we're going through right now. Even Elon Musk, he's putting out posts. He's showing people, hey, this is how you can take over somebody's house. Because there's legislation where you can just break into somebody's house and then, I just own it. I'm planting my flag. Maybe that's the way the law works. Thank God, I got a lot of wonderful people in the house at all times. I don't got to worry about that. Yeah, it's scary. But the grimace shakeup. Do you remember the video that went around where people were like, they drink it and all of a sudden they turn into like demons? Or they die. It was like a scary thing. Some people see other people's faces as disturbing, distorted demons with grimaces and pointy ears. And it's all down to a strange new medical condition. This condition is called prosopamatermorphiasa. PMO for short, and it causes people to perceive others having altered shapes. PMO is a condition that causes patients to see a distorted shape, images. Everyone, Sharara, that was her name, Sharara, I think is her name. Shara, probably was a better pronunciation. Appears to have a grotesque grimace, pointed ears, elongated eyes, and deeply etched scars. And you know, a lot of people, what they were saying, they're like, oh, this is a cover story. This isn't real. Because the demons are literally going to be walking around. And I'm thinking, you think maybe that this is just another thing to get you to see things that are not there? Remember we talked about Kate? Princess Kate? And I connected Kate with that woman who said, that motherfucker, it's not real. And it was like, oh, so sad. And then it turned out it was all BS. It was all BS, just to get you all riled up, because she was a spokesperson and now gets paid for the airlines. And now the big psyop there is you get on a plane, you're going to fall out of it. But here on this channel, you know, I see things and I speculate and I talk to you all about it and I share it. And then guess what happens years later or a year later or months later? Now it's like days later, things are happening. I say the Hammond's ears thing and then boom, it's here. I didn't even put two and two together. My buddy Lance was saying, you know, think about Mike Tyson. He's known for his ears. And then Nicholas reached out to me, I believe it was Nicholas, and said, hey, do you know Mike Tyson has like mushrooms? And they're called like Mike's Bites, all about the ear, all about eating the ear. And then the news is the guy eats the ear. So here we have a lot of stuff that I've shared on this channel that's just coming right back into season. It's strange that you got people seeing demon grimaces. I don't know. You got to tell me if you think that this is a thing. But I'll tell you what is a thing for me in the house, because I got so many people here, is that my floors, they get so dirty, right? So I break out the True Leaf Free. And what do? I clean the floors. And Dan, she grabs a camera and she's like, she records it because I look like a goofball. Take a look. True Leaf Free Home Floor Cleaner. Dan, look at this. Just go like this. That's the way it works.
I did a good job.
Thank you. You gotta show the floor.
Yeah, let's see.
Let's see if it works. Oh, it's nice. It's nice. It's working good. It's working really good.
So how do you do it?
I don't know how you're supposed to do it, but this is the floor cleaner, and you like you put the stuff in to the line and fill it up.
Read the directions.
Read the directions, Dan. I just want to do this. It says fill. I can't even read this. Fill bottle with warm water to the fill line. Add contents and of the refill patch, and then you mix it up. And then I think you just go like this.
I filled that the other day.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, I mean it was out.
So you just. Yeah. Squirt it?
Well, it's good because Daisy, when she, you know, she's having all these accidents, it's nice. She's all over these floors. So anyway, trulyfreehome.com. Get code Jacob and you get 30% off. More and more reports are coming out that there's like hand soap and all of these things are causing the terrible thing called cancer. The terrible thing that it took my nanny from me, who I love so much. They gave her surgery after surgery after surgery, and then chemo after chemo, and then she was, like, within a short period of time. How terrible. After taking care of me, when I had my Achilles tendon back in the day. I'm glad that my sponsor is somebody who loves God, who loves people, who's trying to do something, make things better. And I'm glad that he's offering you and everybody here 50 free loads of laundry detergent. This is a contest. This contest. Like, I win. If I win... I don't know if I'm like not even on the leaderboard right now at the moment. Thanks, guys. But listen, it's 50 free loads of laundry detergent. If you go, click the link in the video below. Go into more. If you go to trulyfreehome.com/starter kit, you enter code Jacob, you're going to get 50 free loads. You can do your laundry. That's like a year of laundry soap. And it's free. So if you want to support the channel in any way, shape, or form, that's a good way to do it. You get some free product out of it. Just make sure you use code Jacob. Another thing you can do, share the channel around. Hit the like button. Leave me a comment. Tell me what you think. I mean, it's weird, right? That like we do show after show after show after show, and then here's boom, 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 boom. I'm not anybody special. I'm just a meatball. The meatball hat's still available, too, if you want to get stuff. You know, it's in the description of the video. These are all things that support the channel. I'm not like the YouTube gods or, you know, the rulers, the things that are making things move and shake. It's they haven't started to really push me out to everybody. So the way I reach people, really, word of mouth. You. So, it's helpful when you're a patron. It's helpful when you get the truly free products or you buy the novel, which is the best novel going on Amazon. All these things are helpful, but you don't have to do any of that. All you don't like it. If you like the video, tell people about it. Share it around. Share the video with others. Let them judge for themselves. You know, it's not about coming to me. You come to the well, right? you're going to thirst again. I don't got all the answers. But if you come to the well, Christ sits at this well, as I say. Christ sits at the well. Take Christ with you. Ask for the truth no matter what the cost. Live for more. The days that are coming, you're going to be okay while everybody else is freaking out, seeing scary grimace faces. Because Jacob told you a while ago, people are going to start seeing it. Weird, right? It's all weird. All right, I love each and every one of you. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.